chorira tere loriza utaura kuna mangwana gadirege kukuri rwane zvinhu namatana hona chakatipango rimba kuna zvakabata nango Zagabata nango mari mao sombira Gitarre rengo rimba Zorira Tere Zoriza utaura Zorira Tere Zoriza utaura Kuna mangwana Kuna mangwana Batana zvinorira Totora oto todegedera Kusika ngurimba Totora marimba Totegenyeti Kusika ngurimba Totupenya mbira Totiginiti Mufaro mngurimba Zorira Zorira, terera, zorira zaura. Antai, zidamba na pina unariro. Antai, zidamba na pina unariro. Antai, zidamba na pina unariro.
Mukaitiende. Vana vempano vakaenda kupi Omusa wenyu zvana vedo nengure zva inorira inorira nguva yakwana inzwa nengure zva inorira zvinoreva nguva yakwana inzwa nengure zva inorira pepukai kunze kwachena
here at KGNU, and it's our good fortune to have with us playing live Zevenai Masango and Zimbira. Thank you all. That was really wonderful, and welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
And we want to let folks know you will be playing live at the Chautauqua Community House here in Boulder this Friday evening, 8 p.m. show. Still some tickets available, I hope.
I think just a few. Yeah.
So act
rush
now.
On there and grab the few remaining ones.
Right on. Well, can you tell us the pieces you just played, and then we'd also love to have you introduce your fellow musicians.
So the first tune we played was one called Ngorimba. And Ngorimba was written by a guy named Comrade Chinks. He was a freedom fighter when what is now Zimbabwe was fighting for freedom. Mm-hmm. And this song talks about, it's a play on words, really, the word Ngorimba. So we have the ngoma, which is the hand drums, and marimba, ombira. So it's ngoma and rimba, so mm-hmm. Ngorimba. And he talks about how instruments with their very different characters come together to build something that's really beautiful. And it encourages people to be like instruments which come together with their differences to make things that are really beautiful. So it says, how can we be outdone by these things that I cannot even think or breathe? We as humans must be able to do the same in all our differences, come together and build something beautiful.
A message to different groups of people during the revolution created Zimbabwe.
But even after independence, uh-huh. It was an encouragement to people to come together with all their differences, you know. Mm-hmm. White Zimbabweans, black Zimbabweans, different ethnic groups, tribes and clans in Zimbabwe, and anywhere really, you know, in the world, like people should come together, you know, in all our differences, yeah. Be as one.
Yeah, hear, hear. Yeah. Thank you.
That the was second. The mm-hmm. second song is based on a very old traditional Mbira mm-hmm. song called Mukai Tiende, which means get up and let's go.
Yeah. Well, I got up, and I think you can get up at the Chautauqua Community House on Friday to hear this wonderful music in person. Who are you playing with tonight?
So tonight we have Catherine Hanzaika.
Hello, Catherine.
On Bira. We have Noah Randall on Marimba. We have Mark Keller on Ngoma. And we have John Stubbs on bass. And we have Helen Masango on vocals and Hosho, which is Shakers. Yeah, we
and you're playing the electric guitar.
I'm playing the electric guitar, and I'm playing the bass drum as well.
There it is. Yeah. You're sitting on it and playing it.
Yes. Yeah. Usually we are a 10-piece band, but for tonight we thought we'd just bring half of the band and just give everybody a little taste.
Yeah, thank you for that. And you're originally from Zimbabwe?
Born and bred in Zimbabwe, yes. Harare.
How long you been in Colorado?
I've lived in Colorado this time around since 2018. We lived in Colorado back in the day between 2008 and 2010, yeah.
Okay. So back and lucky for us. Well, I guess, you know, when asked to describe your music, I mean, listening to it is the best way to do it, but would you characterize it as any particular style or
so
just your own?
We fuse a lot of different aspects of Southern African and Zimbabwean music, but also influences from Southern Africa in general. And we bring in a lot of different influences as well from all over the world, but really like steeped in the traditional rhythms and sounds of Zimbabwe, which come from the mbira instrument.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's Zevenai Masango and Zimbira playing tonight live on the KGNU Cabaret. A quick reminder that at 8, we're going to preempt Corriente and bring you Democracy Now!'s election coverage, and we'll bring you some local and state updates during that. That's coming your way at 8 o'clock. You know, we at KGNU and me personally just join everybody in mourning the passing of a beloved community member. Our thoughts and our condolences go out to his family, but you were good friends with Andy Clark.
Yes. Came as a big shock and to us, to me personally, but to our community, because Andy was a great, you know, community builder and a really strong pillar in the Louisville area, but not just that, but Boulder, Colorado as a whole. And I got to know Andy, and he supported me very, very, very strongly. He was just a very, very great person, and it's such a big loss for me personally. On my birthday he gifted me a guitar.
Wow.
Very beautiful guitar.
Wow.
And he said, "It's better in your hands than in mine," which I thought he was exaggerating, but I'm gonna play that guitar, you know, to honor Andy's memory.
Well, let's hear some more music, and thank you for saying that about Andy.
Yeah, we are going to play this song called Usa Cheme, which means "Do not cry," and it's a tribute and to Andy Clark. Eh,
Thank you.
miss you, Andy Clark.
Oh, mama.
Yeah, that was one called Happy Mama. So this next one is called Kutenda, which means gratitude. Zwakanaka ma uza kanganwe kutenda kanganwe kutenda
Kangangwe kutenda,
kangangwe kutenda,
kangangwe kutenda.
sounds of Zevenai Masango and Zimbira tonight live on the KGNU Cabaret, live local music every Tuesday from 7 to 8 here on listener-supported KGNU. Coming up at 8 o'clock, a special election night programming. And so George and I were just discussing the tension between how we're feeling as we await the results of some very important elections and the sounds of unity and the beauty that are coming from you all this evening.
Thank you. Thank you.
So our good fortune to have you here. Thank
yeah.
you. Yeah. And that song was called Gratitude. So here's some gratitude for you.
that song, Kutenda, means being grateful and realizing how much we are blessed in so many ways, you know. And just talking about elections, when we got here, I was a little late getting here because I realized that I forgot to drop off. We forgot to drop off our ballots. And so we had to go and drop off our ballots before we came here. And it's amazing. It's things like these that we take for granted a lot, you know. And just thinking about that, in many places, people do not get a chance to vote or to have a say in what happens in their lives because of dictatorships and all those kinds of things. And we are so blessed to be living in a country like this one where, you know, you have the right to vote and you can vote freely. And, you know, so we have so much to be grateful for. But a lot of times we complain and we look at other people's lives and think that we are less blessed than they are. But, you know, if we just look around, look at our lives, there's so much to be grateful for. And I, for one, am grateful to have a chance to vote.
Yeah. Well, just a reminder that Zimbira is playing this Friday at 8 p.m., Chautauqua Community House. At Chautauqua in Boulder, obviously, there are still a few tickets available. You go online to Chautauqua, you can get tickets. Again, that's this Friday, November 11th at 8 p.m. And you mentioned that the Imbira, which Catherine is playing, is at the heart of much of this music.
Yes, yes.
Tell us a little bit more about this. It's a family of instruments, right? Some people might sort of recognize it as a thumb piano or something like that.
Yes. So there are several different types of this kind of instrument in Africa, you know, and they may be called by different names, but in essence, they're pretty similar. So in Zimbabwe, we have two main types of mbira. The nyunga nyunga, which means sparkle, which Catherine is holding right now. It's a more secular kind of instrument. It's much more easily accessible in terms of how much skill you need to be able to play it. But it's beautiful. We love the nyunga nyunga. Other people might call it kalimba. And then we have the big mbira, which is called nare. It's got more keys, and it's probably a little harder to play than the nyunga nyunga, but yes, it is beautiful nonetheless. And it's basically for those who don't know the mbira. It's a wooden bed with several metal keys on it. Yeah. And usually it comes in a gourd, which is used as a resonator.
Let's see, we have about 15 more minutes. Could you introduce the musicians one more time?
Yes.
Also, before we do that, I want to thank George Figgs, who is the producer of this program and the chief engineer, making everybody sound good every week.
Yeah,
so thank you, George.
Thank you, George.
And now your fellow musicians, please let us know who they are.
We have Catherine Hanzaika, she's playing the mbira. Noah Randall on marimba. Mark Keller playing the ngoma, the hand drums. We have John Stubbs on bass and Helen Masango on hosho, which are the shakers. And my name is Zivanai Masango. I'm playing guitar and kick drum here on the cajon. Yeah, and we are Zimbira. The rest of our band, there's five more members. We have Evelyn Keller. She sings. We have Allison Keller. She also sings. And plays hosho, the shaker. We have Blessing Chimanga on drum kit. And we have Grant Peck. He plays guitar. And we really are a family, and we love this music. A family both literally and also figuratively, but yes. Because we have the Keller family, the whole Keller family plays in our band. Yeah, we love each other, and we love to spread joy. And our sound engineer, also, I don't want to forget to mention him. His name is Tim Butler.
Yeah, I heard a lot of Keller, and you and Helen have the same last name as
Masango,
well.
Masango, yes. Yeah. Helen is my lovely wife.
It's a family here tonight. Zimbira is live on the KGNU Cabaret for about another 15 minutes, and then we'll have election coverage from Democracy Now! So let's hear as much more music as we can. And thank you again for being here.
Thank you again, folks,
the group, Zimbira, will be the full group. Is this full group Friday night?
Friday night.
Yeah,
the
got
full
all
group.
10
yeah.
Come into the Chautauqua Community House this Friday at 8 p.m. You can find out more at the Chautauqua website.
We're going to play some more music for you.
Bye. Mandala tino ganga mazai,
mandala
alo ganga madire,
ano ganga madire.
Ano kanga mani e Ona chulu sa panjabera Ona chulu sa panjabera Ona chulu sa panjabera Ona chulu sa panjabera
Zevenai Masango and Zimbira playing live on the KGNU Cabaret. They will be at the Chautauqua Community House this Friday, November 11th at 8 p.m. Check the Chautauqua website for more information. Thank you all so much. We really appreciate it. It's our great privilege to have you here tonight, so thank you.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
And a reminder, the KGNU features live local music every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8, and we're going to throw it over to the Red Studio to Joel Edelstein and Stacey Johnson to begin our election night coverage. Again, folks, we'll have state and local results for you, as well as national coverage from Amy Goodman and the Democracy Now! Team. So, Joel, you ready there in red?
Indeed we are. And I'm Joel Edelstein in the AIR studio with Stacey Johnson. Good evening, Stacey.
Good evening, Joel.
We're going to be hanging out for the Amy Goodman and Democracy Now! Bringing us national coverage on this election night. But first, we've got a couple of minutes before Amy comes on, and we wanted to bring you an update on what's happening here in Colorado. Stacey.
Yes, I'm going to just do a quick rundown of what the Secretary of State has currently reporting as of 2 minutes ago at 7:56. Michael Bennett is leading at 58%. And again, this is unofficial results, unverified. So, and then for U.S. State Congress, District 1, Diana DeGette is leading at 79%. Joe Neguse at 73% for District 2, U.S. Congress. District 3, United States Congress. Adam Frisch is leading at roughly 53%. District 4, U.S. Congress. Ken Buck at roughly 60%. District 6, United States Congress, Jason Crow, 61%. District 7, U.S. Congress, Brittany Peterson at 59%. District 8, U.S. Congress, Yadira Caravero at 49%. And Jared Polis, as far as the governor race, 60%. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold at 57%. State Treasurer Dave Young at 56%. Attorney General Phil Weiser at 57%. And State Board of Education at Large Kathy Palmer at 55%. I'll turn it over to you, Joel.
Very good. In terms of what's happening in Boulder County, essentially with 40% of the vote in, the Democrats have all effectively won their races with majorities running in the as low as 70% and as high as over 80%. And that goes for representatives at all of the county levels. In terms of the RTD District O, Lynn Giesinger has 77% of the vote. Ashley Stoltzman, 81% of the vote. And as we go around to the, let's see. We don't have enough to call yet in some of the smaller districts. And I wanted to get to a couple of the, on Amendment D, which is the judges, amendment of the Constitution concerning judges of the newly created 23rd Judicial District. That's a yes by 80%. The others, Amendment E, which is constitutional, having to do with the extension of property tax, Boulder County voted yes 90%.
And statewide, it's at 60%, as far as I know.
And Boulder County is rejecting the reduction in state income tax rate from 4.55% to 4.0. There's 53% saying no, 47% saying yes to that. In terms of the natural medicine, mushrooms, that is yes in Boulder County by 64% to 36%. The affordable housing is being supported by 65%. The liquor store proposals are going down in Boulder County, 67% saying no. To 124, and 125, which has to do with retail sales of alcoholic beverages, that's a closer margin. It's 51% to 49%. And in terms of third-party delivery of alcohol, that is no by 53% to 47% in Boulder County. Now, of course, those are statewide, and we don't have the full statewide figures. And I think there's certainly a lot more going on tonight, but I think that will bring the most salient races to you now. It is 4 minutes after 8. This is KGNU Boulder and Denver. And let's go to Democracy Now!, which is in progress.
By Rashad Robinson, president of Color of Change. We welcome you both to Democracy Now! So we don't know the results right now in Georgia, April Albright. We know that Herschel Walker, the football star, has a very slim lead over Reverend Raphael Warnock, the incumbent senator, by 2 years. Neither of them has hit 50%, and they have to get more than 50%, or there'll be a runoff December 6th. Can you talk about this race and the significance of how close it's been?
Yeah, I can. You know, we are, sitting and waiting. And-